this is how you get value on guys. You know, it's, if you're going to get first or second round production on a guy you took in the 11th round, that's how you win these leagues. So having Dr. Roto here is going to be fantastic to get us going with that. I do think we have him on. Dr. Roto, you here?
I am here. Let's go.
Doc, we appreciate your time. Hey, before we get to football, everyone, like Ira was just saying, everyone's, you know, can't wait for fantasy football to start back up. I'm a big fantasy baseball guy, though. I got Ira into it as well, so I wanted to talk to you for just 1 second. So,
because on DrRoto.com, you have all sports fantasy-wise.
Of course, Roto's from baseball. So Dr. Roto, who's some players now? You know, baseball's a grind. Who are some players that you think are starting to break out, or perhaps people that you think are going to break out shortly or over the summer that we should be eyeing, you know, either acquiring or picking up in free agency?
Yeah, great question. So you want to get guys before they come up, because if you wait, you won't be able to get them. So Paul Skenes from Pittsburgh, if you can get him now, get him. He is arguably the best young pitcher in the game. Kobe Mayo, the guy is raking it right now in Baltimore in AAA. He's a guy that you want. Christian Scott just came up for the Mets. I mean, in my high-stakes leagues, he went for $270 to $350. So if you can get these guys a couple of weeks before they come up, you know, another guy is James Wood from the Nationals. He can really rake it as well. So you want to be 2 weeks ahead of your competition, because if you're late, you're not going to get these guys and you're going to lose your lead.
Dr. Roto, we've seen, it seems like every day another pitcher's going down with an injury, or Tommy John, something like that. But one of the first big injuries to a position player, Trey Turner, went down over the weekend. Tough spot to fill. I mean, he's a top three shortstop. Is there someone off the waiver wire? Like, shortstop's not easy to get once you're looking at the 13th, 14th guy taken. Who would be someone you'd look to fill the gap for the team that lost to Trey Turner?
Wow, that's a really good question. So I think when you're looking at position player, you can't ever replace Trey Turner, right? He's borderline irreplaceable. But, you know, every league is different. So Thyro Estrada for the Giants, I'm a big fan. Willie Adames, he doesn't have the speed, but he has power. You're going to have to look a little deep and go, wow, Nico Horner. I think you're going to have to make a trade. You can't replace Trey Turner. You're going to have to make a trade for a guy who comes close to Trey Turner. Maybe it's a Volpe. I think Estrada or Nico Horner might fit the bill because they both have some power. They both have some speed. I think Estrada might be the sneaky player because he'll cost you less than Horner.
All right, what do you have for Dr. Roto?
So I was at the draft in Detroit, Dr. Roto. What an exciting experience. But short of the experience, they drafted six quarterbacks. Am I looking at any of these quarterbacks besides Caleb Williams as a draftable quarterback in most fantasy leagues?
I would say two of these guys. Well, maybe three, to be honest with you. I would say that Caleb Williams is draftable. They've given him so many weapons. I mean, Justin Fields had Darnell Mooney and Velus Jones. Caleb Williams has Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. It's a big difference. I think Jaden Daniels is absolutely draftable. I mean, this guy's got a bigger arm than Lamar Jackson. I think he's more accurate than Lamar, and he runs like Lamar. So are you telling me that he's not going to be a good fantasy quarterback? I think he will be. And you're going to laugh at this, but don't. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be the starting quarterback in Minnesota in short order. And anybody in a Kevin O'Connell offense, when you have Justin Jefferson and you have Jordan Addison and you have Aaron Jones and you got T.J. Hockenson, you're fantasy relevant.
All my Michigan fans who only draft Michigan players will love that selection. Let's move to the running back. It's weird. You know, it's one of those things where you, at the end of the, you know, it's at the, those sixth and those, if you're on Saturday in Detroit and some of these running backs are taken, you're like, those are picks that are going to win you fantasy. And whereas the, you know, the Thursday nights and the Friday nights are the bigger days, it's really those Saturday night running backs are what's sometimes key. So which running backs, rookie running backs, do you like?
Okay. So here's the issue with some of the running backs. Jonathan Brooks is in the best situation, but it may take him some time because he's coming off of an injury, and he's going to Carolina, who has Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders. So he will be the starter probably in 2025. I think he gets worked in 2024. Trey Benson goes to Arizona, but they still have James Conner, so he's not starting on day one. I think what you're looking at in this draft are a lot of running backs who have potential. Blake Corum, I think, was a great pick by the Rams. I think Braylon Allen is interesting pick by the Jets. Jalen Wright, interesting pick by Miami. My favorite guy is Kamani Vidal from the Chargers. I don't think much of Gus Edwards, and I don't think much of J.K. Dobbins, but it's going to take time for these guys to emerge. But let me say this. Years ago, people forget that Alvin Kamara was the number three guy in the Saints, on the Saints. And what happened was talent always wins out. So it may take these guys 5, 6, 7 weeks to emerge, but that's what you're looking for, especially in best ball leagues, especially in deeper leagues. You're drafting these guys in rounds that begin with double digits, and hopefully somebody gets hurt. And if they do, these guys capitalize.
And now let's move to the running backs. You know, Marvin Harrison, Arizona, of course, is going to be the number one wide receiver. Malik Neighbors of the Giants, number one wide receiver. But it's hard to see where some of these other wide receivers, who's going to be a two or three in what situation, because you could be, you know, even Harrison as a number one to Kyler Murray, maybe he's not that great. So exactly, where do you look, what do you like of the wide receivers?
This will be the last year that Marvin Harrison is not a first or second round pick in fantasy football. He's that good, right? He's that good, and he's going to get the ball a ton. I think Neighbors is as fantastically gifted, but Daniel Jones is really bad. So that's going to take some time, too. I really like Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey is in a great spot. He's a tremendous route runner. He's always in the right spot. He's got great hands. I think he's somebody we're going to draft. Keon Coleman for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, not only does he give great interviews, and you can see those on social media, but he's a big dude, and he's great in the red zone, and I think Josh Allen's going to like throwing to him. Xavier Worthy, of course, drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, nothing not to like there. And Brian Thomas. Brian Thomas would be, people don't realize how good he was, because Malik Neighbors was his counterpart last season. And Jaden Daniels threw 2/3 of the time to Neighbors and only 1/3 to Thomas. But Brian Thomas can ball. They got rid of Zay Jones. So you're looking at Kirk and Thomas, who are certainly going to start in that lineup. So I think Brian Thomas is absolutely draftable too.
Can I throw out Roman Wilson for the Steelers? Is that a potential there?
Yeah, but the problem I have is the Steelers want to run, right? They want to run the football, and they want to protect Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's not throwing the ball 42 times a game. So you have Pat Freiermuth, you have George Pickens, you have Roman Wilson. I have no problem with Roman Wilson, but to think he's going to get more than like 5 targets a game feels a little bit aggressive to me. I think you're looking at a lot of weeks where he's 3 for 42, and maybe you're hoping to find the end zone every third game.
What veterans, I saw on your site, Evan, you know, going on the site, you actually have a good thing about veterans that might get drafted early that people might not realize that these rookies might take some of their time. Which veterans that might get drafted high were impacted by this draft?
Well, you know, that's a fantastic question. So when you're looking at this, so for let's just use Miles Sanders. You know, you're picking the name there, and you're not picking the role. Miles Sanders is going to be phased out of that offense in 2 seconds in Carolina, right? It's just not that good. Let's see, Raheem Mostert. Raheem Mostert is fine in Miami, but when you have a Chan and you have Jalen Wright, I mean, maybe Mostert is only getting the goal line carries, and he's not getting the yardage that we expect from him. Let's see, maybe even Josh Jacobs, who goes over to the Packers. The Packers always have 2 running backs, and now they've got Marshawn Lloyd, who's fantastic. So I would look there for wide receivers. That's interesting. Maybe, I'm trying to think of somebody. You know, Courtland Sutton. Courtland Sutton could be done in Denver. They've got Marvin Mims, and now they've got Troy Franklin. Courtland Sutton, don't be the guy drafting Courtland Sutton. You'll be left holding the bag and not a bag of money.
I love it. And you were right. I'm going to give you credit. The Sam Laporta, we had you on before the draft, and you love Sam Laporta. And my friends who were Lion fans were like, and I'll tell you, when I'm in Detroit, Laporta jerseys everywhere. So you were totally on the Laporta bandwagon. And you were right. You said you were to Laporta the whole time. So I give you total credit for that.
My guy this year is Ladd McConkey. I'm on the Ladd McConkey train. I'm riding it. You know, wherever that train's going, I'm on it.
Well, Dr. Roto, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for coming in. Mike, did you have any?
No, we're good.
And so what's the best way, drroto.com? What's the, anything else that we should do in terms of social media, getting on your site, doing those things?
Yeah, please come onto the site. We're trying to build a community of winners. You know, we're interested in making sure that people feel like you're informed, but more than that, that you're part of, you know, a winning team. So we're there to answer questions. We're there to help. And just go to drroto.com. You can subscribe to our all-access package, which has sports betting and seasonal and DFS, or maybe just NFL only if that's what you're into. But we love everybody that comes to our site, and we really value our community.
Dr. Roto, you can win your fantasy. You go to drroto.com. Thank you so much for joining us here on Ira on Sports.